All right, guys, Derek. So I'm going to talk a little bit in shop, and today I'm just going to cover a really simple thing, which is selling hopes and dreams and promises, you know, hopes, dreams, and promises versus pay to stay. Okay. So the differences are simple. If you're selling a program, and most people are in the selling hopes, dreams, and promises, it's, you know, I hope I get these results. I know you hope you get these results. And you have a dream to get these results of, like, you know, say you're making money at home, right? So a lot of people are doing internet marketing stuff. You have this hopes, you have these hopes and dreams that you're gonna make a lot of money. And I promise I'll be able to help you get those results. Look at all the guarantees. Look at all the testimonials. I promise when you get inside, if you just get inside, it's just going to be amazing. If you just get a membership, if you just do it, if you just, you know what I mean? And so you're selling those hope, dreams, and promises. They get in, the membership area looks the same, everything's the same, there's no differentiation how you're selling it, right? And now with FTC cracking down on trials and things like this, even trials is no good if it looks the same and there's no support there, and you only offer support to people that pay for the membership. Then what are you doing differently? Nothing. You're selling hopes, dreams, and promises. Now, the pay-to-stay model is different, okay? Because you're actually letting someone into your program, the full boat, for free. You let them experience it, right? So it's like the hopes, dreams, and promises model is like if you're selling a car and you're like, trust me, that Nissan can really move, you know? Okay, cool. Can I test drive it? It's like, well, no, you got to buy it first. That's how most people are selling their stuff. Well, you got to buy it first. It's $7,000, $15,000, whatever it is. Oh, you just got to trust me. Like, it's awesome. But can I drive the car? No, you can't test drive the car. What are you, silly? What are you, silly goose? You can't test drive the car. That's what you're saying to people, right? And when you do a free trial, it's like, and you don't offer any support or anything like that, it's like, well, okay, I'll let you sit in the car. You pay the dollar trial and you get to sit in the car. Well, can I see how it runs? Is it bumpy when you drive? Well, you get to buy, man. You get to buy it to know. We're not going to offer any support. We're not going to give you anything. We're going to give you just access, and it's going to be drip fed, and it's just, it's not going to be great, you know, because you didn't buy. And this is just dumb thinking. Like, think if you're the customer, is that the experience you want? Roll the red carpet out. Make them feel like a celebrity. And once they feel like a celebrity and they feel special and they're like, man, I got all the support and help. This is amazing. I'm not by myself anymore. Making a business is so hard. And now I've got the support. I talked to a copy guy. I talked to this person and that person. And we got this plan going, and we're starting, and I already have a landing page built, and it's really awesome, and all I have to do is buy to continue staying here. I'm in. Because once you start to get the results, and you have them invest blood, sweat, and tears to get there, it's like if you're selling a vacation, instead of saying, oh, I promise that Bora Bora is great, you're going to love it, the weather, the whatever, there's, you know, there's seagulls there, I think, and there's animals and stuff, and you get to play with water over there, and, you know, you get to sleep in a bed that's different than your bed. It's really awesome, right? And, you know, so you sell that, and it's hopes, dreams, and promises. They have to trust you. But what are you asking them? You got to get on a plane. You have to do this. You have to do that. They know that. You can sell the vacation all day long. But they still know in the back of their mind. And that's why it's hard to sell events too. It's the same thing. Okay? Because anytime you ask someone to go somewhere, they're going to think about that. Oh, I got to, man, all these things I have to do, all the preparation it takes to travel, travel's a pain. Right? And the airlines aren't exactly that running that smooth these days. So, but the pay-to-stay model is like, hey, why don't you come on the vacation for a day? We'll give you a free day. If you don't like it and you don't want to buy, it's a $5,000 or $10,000 excursion. First day is on us. Come out, you know, we'll take care of your, you know, whatever. Your excursions when you're here. You take care of your flights, we'll take care of the excursion, all that stuff. However you structure it, okay? So for the first day, they come out. The excursion don't cost you much, if anything, to just add another person to the gondola. You know what I mean? Or a few extra people or whatever. Okay? It doesn't cost that much. You know, for someone to go on a zip line or whatever it is, right? They get to try some tasty food. Cool. All right. Are they going to want to leave the very next day, pack up all their bags, pack up their children, all this other stuff, and just head back home? Maybe. That would be a real pain for them. But for you, like, okay, we had fun, you know. I'm glad that you had fun. And what happens is that if you're nice to them when they leave, they're going to be like, oh, man, that's fun. We really got to save up so we can do a real trip with them, you know. And they're going to remember you because you gave them that free trip. Or when you go and test drive the car and you're nice to the person, even when they don't buy, right? They test, dude, let's test drive the car. Why don't we go on the highway and test drive it? Why don't we test drive it here? These are the features, functions. You take the time with the customer, and you're like, this is what it can do. If someone buys your make money thing online or how to, you know, make your business and do conversion stuff, you roll up the red carpet. Give them an experience they don't want to leave. Right? Once they taste what it's like to have all this support and they feel it, and they have it for like a week or whatever, or even two. And they're like, man, this is amazing. It's really set in. They've gotten used to it. So say you give it a week or two. And they know the price. And you're like, look, like, if you stay, this is what it would be. You know, if they agree to that, okay. And you have good salespeople and they're really good at sniffing. You know, get your best sniffers out. And that way, you're not just... Because here's the thing, it's like you're not going to get to keep any of the assets or anything unless you do join, so just FYI, you know. But we're going to give you the support, and we're going to build the page for you. Now, of course, you could always just screenshot it and go ahead and turn and make your own thing and have at it, right? If that's the kind of person you are, do that. But we just want to show you what it's actually like. We want to know that you want to be here, you know, and we want to see how you are, how it is working with you. And so the best way to do that is try before you buy it, right? So once they're in, you roll up the red carpet and you just give them all the value. And they're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I feel supported. I don't feel alone anymore. I feel just safe. And then the time comes where it's like, okay, would you like to do this by yourself or would you like to stay? And we'll complete your product. We'll complete your, whatever's your building, say their landing page or their business from the ground up. You know, you'll continue getting the support you're getting, which is really awesome. And, you know, you won't have to be by yourself. But, you know, we want to respect your decision either way. Like, if you're like, oh, I got it, I'm good. No hard feelings, all good, you know. We're happy that, you know, and we'll save this page for you and yada, yada. You know, we'll save it for, like, you know, we archive it for like 30 days or whatever it is. You can, you know, so you have a little, however you want to do it. Okay, I'm not going to go into perfecting this offer here. But the point is this, is think about that for a second. Okay. And so when I do this with coaching versus selling them before on hopes, dreams, and promises, versus when I actually do the pay-to-stay model, the pay-to-stay model, it helps me to weed out people that I know I don't want to work with. It helps me to get better clients because I see how they are. Do they do the homework? Do they, you know, are they involved? All this stuff. it also helps to build the relationship. Because not just on email, but every relationship is the number one thing. If you don't have a relationship with your customer, if you don't build that connection, it's not just that superficial one call connection, that superficial one test drive thing. We know that in dating, when you move your date to multiple locations, you feel closer, right? And so, you know, doing the same thing by having a 1 or 2 week trial for something like this, a lot more people are going to want to stay, and the sale will be easier because the product, if it's good, okay, if you're selling actual quality and not a bargain, and we'll talk about that in the next one, okay, there's people that sell bargain, you're going to have a hard time. Bargain is what everyone else is doing. Quality is when you've taken the time to do something different that adds more value to them. And as a result, it's just different. It can't be compared. Okay. And so that's why I prefer the pay to stay model, because you get higher ticket sales. It's easier to close them. And the other thing is that the kind of sell that you get, it's not someone buying something. It's getting someone bought in before they ever give you money. Right? You can get someone to buy something in hopes, dreams, and promises. I can, you know. All of us salesmen, we can get people to buy hope. That's what we do. Hopes, dreams, and promises. Right? But when you try the model of setting it up where you're actually giving to them first, right? Rolling that red carpet out, having them presenting them with the opportunity, would you like to stay or are you good or would you like to stay? And they know that if they don't pay, they lose everything they just got used to having. They lose all that support. They lose all that stuff. They're going to want to lose all that. They're going to want to stay. How much sales pressure? That's its own. That builds internal sales pressure for them. And it's not some kind of artificial ninjutsu mental thing where you're still selling hopes and dreams. It's real. Like, they've experienced it. It's like you go on 3 dates with a girl. Do you like it? Do you like that girl? Oh, I love that girl. She's amazing. Okay. Well, you got to buy her, you know, now you got to start paying for all the dinners. We paid for the dinners for the first 3 times. Now you feel like you're in love with her. You know what I mean? Now you got to pay for all the dinners. And so you're happy to do so. Okay, that's a little dangerous territory there, so I skirted that, okay? But here's the thing. When you do the pay-to-stay model, you are, by default, just going to get people that you didn't have to talk them into it. You got people that they're not going to do a chargeback. They've already been in it, right? The likelihood of them doing a chargeback, they can't say, well, undescribed. Dude, you were in it. You know what it's like. You, and it's easier to sell because a lot of people, this question they have, of like, what's it going to be like in the program? Oh, it's great. I promise. It's hopes, dreams, and promises, right? That's why that hopes, dreams, and promises are so hard to sell. For most people, is because, you know, it's a big ask. It's a big ask because they don't know anything about it. They don't even know you. And you're on this calendar and you have to sell them in 45 minutes. So you're basically just selling laydowns. Okay? That's what you're doing. A lot of these people don't even build a pipeline. They don't do pipeline sales. Pipeline's where it's at, my friend. If you expect someone to buy on the first thing, that's just idiotic. Okay? Just expect that they won't. Let them think. Let them breathe. Stop with all these diffusing techniques and just let them breathe for a second. Let them experience it. And then you give them the opportunity to pay to stay. You don't have to, you don't even have to know how to sell for that. It's like, okay. And that's what I like to teach people, the pay to stay model, because it takes a lot of skill and a lot of training to sell in hopes, dreams, and promises. It takes almost zero skill to sell on pay to stay, because the product does all the selling for you. Would you like to leave or would you like to stay? Right? And so that's worked for me amazingly well. And I believe it'll work for you too. We'll talk soon. God bless.